This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. You're dialed set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. We broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Jason is our engineer in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line by Global Star. It's up, 712-770-9418. It's live while we are live. So if you want to listen to USA Prepares, you'll be needing to tune into that telephone listen line, 712-770-9418, between the hours of 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Boy, I almost wish my name didn't start with an R. I almost feel like putting a patch over my eye and wheeling a sword up in the air and swinging from ship to ship or something.
Yeah. Well, hey, Rich.
How you doing, by the way?
Well, I'm all excited. I'm all excited that Homo Pete has caved, and so he is no longer a...
You got to stop holding back and telling it like it is, okay? Stop holding back.
Look, if I go down, it will be in flames, okay? I will not cave in. No, Homo Pete gave up. He is no longer a candidate of the Democrat Party. And let's see, who else? Amy's no longer a candidate. And, Beto, also known as his real name is Robert O'Rourke, he's already given up. And so Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist Biden, it looks like he and Bernie Sanders are going to slug it out. And either way, if either one of those two guys gets in, we're in a lot of trouble because Bernie Sanders wants the government to control everything. And Jumpin' Joe Biden has just sort of announced that Robert O'Rourke will be his gun czar. And he will be in charge of the gun problem, as Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist Biden has said. So he wants Robert O'Rourke to fix the gun problem. Now, what that means to me is that Jumpin' Joe the plagiarist Biden wants a hot war, a shooting war. And what am I talking about? Well, if Robert O'Rourke comes after the guns in the United States, there will be an armed resistance. There will be a revolution. And it will all be because Jumpin' Joe Biden appointed Robert O'Rourke to come get our guns. That's what this means. At least to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? There's a lot to be said about that statement right there. Basically, that we're talking treason and sedition coming from the Democrat Party. Again, treason is a violation of the allegiance owed to a sovereign state like the U.S., against the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. That's the rule of law. And giving aid and comfort to our enemy, whether it be foreign or domestic. Sedition is stirring up resistance, discord, or rebellion against a government in power. So basically, if our government, like President Trump and the Patriots, are using the rule of law, like the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, that's sedition as well. Now, basically what we have a situation, we have top level, hundreds, thousands of top level people that need to be arrested. Because if we don't, we can say bye-bye to all the confidence in the system. That's financially, economically, socially, politically, the whole thing. Because we've had a coup against a duly elected president, okay? And we have so much hypocrisy and double standards, you know, especially when it comes to voting and the fraud behind the elections, you know, voting at night, obliterating precedents, starting new ones. You know, the whole, you know, when you look at lawyers and judges as a whole, and you look at the so-called information war, it's not really that. Information war is code. When the left talks about information war, they're basically talking about propaganda, hoax wars, basically how much can they pull over the people's eyes. You know, a great example is Judge Amy Jackson regarding the Roger Stone trial. You know, when you have secret stacked juries, you weaponize the judicial system. So basically our lawyers and judges, this is just one of thousands of examples that I've given over the years, have sold out the people. We don't have a rule of law. We have a bought and paid for political organization, a bought and paid for class. So when you hear oxymorons like public servant or official anything, you know, basically what these people are doing behind the scenes is manufacturing the perception of their self-importance for their own self-preservation. Because what they're going on, I mean, look what Donald Trump went through. I mean, Ukraine this, Ukraine that, when it's basically the Bidens and Obamas who have been doing the money laundering from what I'm reading. Russia, 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 hoax everything. I mean, basically what our judicial system has turned into hearsay, gossip, rumors, second, third, fourth hand information on how they can manufacture the narrative to sway public opinion, in a nutshell. So until we wake up as a people and stop fighting for our hyphens, for our pronouns, and think for ourselves, we are going to be continued to be groomed by groups. It's group grooming. And this is a time that every American has to be not only Americans, not hyphenated ones, but draw a line in the sand and stand for principle. You know, the president, you know, and I go after him sometimes too. He says sometimes he admires guts, and he condemns political correctness. But we need to show that, Mr. President, in every way, shape, or form. I mean, you have to declassify all this stuff from Uranium One and the Clinton Foundation, the FISA warrants, the geoengineering and weather modification tools, everything related to Barack Obama, the billions of cash that went to Iran thanks to the U.S. taxpayers. 911 needs to be declassified. If you really want to do the little people a favor, please, all documents need to be declassified relating to alternative energies. And I'm going to make one last statement, Vince, before I turn it back over to you. I know I've been saying this for a long time, and it's just a quote from Mark Twain. I know I've been saying this for years, but basically it shows that we can't hedge our bets and we can't allow the silent majority to have protection. We all have to stand up and say something. And this is a quote from Mark Twain, which I know I've said a lot, but it goes like this. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man and brave and hated and scorned. When his cause succeeds, the timid join him. For then it costs nothing to be a patriot, and that's Mark Twain. We have to remember that every person has slipped up in the mainstream media, and one great example is Micah Brzezinski from MSNBC or CNN. Doesn't matter where she's from, they're all the same. The media's job, I'm quoting her, is to control exactly what people think. Now, let's say I went to your homes and I told you how to think, what to say, what to do, who to do it with, what not to say. That's controlling the media, that's controlling due process, that's controlling what government schools are pushing, which is social and political indoctrination. And it basically strip searches our sovereignty. And it proves that our lawyers and judges and politicians has basically sold out the people under the guise of justice, and they've done exactly the opposite. Vince?
Well, you mentioned the word oxymoron, and I just want to define that. So an oxymoron is two words that are side by side that are contradictory. Let me just give you some examples. You're going to probably hear more and more of these in the news as we go down the road with the coronavirus. So here's a few examples of an oxymoron. Ill health. Crash landing. Jumbo shrimp. Deafening silence. Freezer burn. Humane slaughter. Civil war. Larger half. Negative income. Only choice. Random order. Those are just a few of the oxymorons that I'm sure all of you have heard. You know, there are even commercials that allude to, it was my only choice. What do you mean it's your only choice? If it's the only selection you can make, it's no choice. There is no choice with just one. And that's a commercial that, you know, drives me crazy that I hear. And by the way, touching commercials on radio is the kiss of death. Rich, we're going down, and we're going down in a lot of ways. And we've talked about the supply chain. We've talked about the Chi-Coms, the Communist Chinese. Since 1969, I've been working on cars, my own cars. And I've been using Felpro gaskets, F-E-L-P-R-O, and they say it's a professional's choice. It used to be a good gasket company. So we replaced a valve cover gasket on a Mercedes with a Felpro. Why? Because that's the brand I used to use. Put it on, and it leaked in 7 months. And there's no torquing that you can do to this particular gasket to make it tighter. It's on the valve cover of a Mercedes V6 engine. I called Felpro twice about this problem, and each time they blame me. So you put it on, it seals perfectly for about 7 months, and then the gasket starts leaking. So it's obviously my fault because it worked fine for 7 months, and I must have ignored it in between when it sealed perfectly and when it leaked. Obviously, it's a construction or design flaw. I called Felpro, and do you know that I said, so, now what are we going to do? That's like, well, gasket's not the problem. It's not the gasket. So we're not going to do anything. Felpro. Where are the gaskets made? Guess where these gaskets are made? China. So, if you want to experience what I've experienced, I suggest you try Felpro. If you don't want to experience that, try any other brand. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So when I was talking to the Felpro technician, I said, you know, you make the same gasket for the V8 version of the V6, same type of gasket, but two cylinders more, and it's blue, and it's really, really good quality, and they don't leak. And he said, yeah, you know, those are really good. Yeah, you're right. And they're an improved version of the black one. I said, the black ones leak. Yeah, well, you know, it's because of, and he gave me all kinds of reasons why they leak, all of them pointing to me. And so here we have a company that makes one good gasket and one bad gasket, in my opinion. And it's my fault. So the point, class, is vote with your wallet. If you get a lousy product, get on that internet and review it and just trash them. That's your responsibility to let others know that there are bad products out there. Absolutely. Just like the Sam's Club rotisserie chicken that was bloody on the inside. Oh, no, it's cooked to specs. Okay, so why is it bloody? Well, it's cooked to specs. And why is it bloody? Well, it's cooked to specs. Okay, I'm bringing it back. Just like the Sam's Club broccoli that stinks. You can't have it in your kitchen because it smells so bad. Fourth one going back. I guess we don't learn. We bought, our son bought some onion rings. And he bought two boxes of these onion rings. They're $20 a box, you know, because we're not leaving, right? So they're topping off, and he bought two boxes, and we're putting them in the freezer. Open the cardboard box, pick out the bag, and they are sealed bags inside the box. you pick up the bag to put in the freezer, and then the bag breaks because it has seams on the top and bottom. The guy in charge of making sure the seams work, I guess they're an equal opportunity employer. Nobody's checking. You pick up the bag, onion rings all over the floor. I called up Sam's Club. I said, so what about the broccoli? Well, just throw it out. Okay. What about the onion rings? Bring them back. 100-mile round trip to bring back the onion rings. Do you think it's going to be quiet when I go back this time? Sam's Club. What's the reason why anybody would want to have a Sam's Club membership? The products are getting worse and worse and worse. The attention to quality is falling apart. The attention to detail, where is it? And where is the buyer for Sam's Club? I guess I'm the quality control department. Rich Sheehan?
Well, so we've talked about this till I'm blue in the face, Vince, regarding divide and conquer strategies. And how many millions of times, of course, not millions, but how many times have you heard me say when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for getting a job and keeping a job based on what group you're in, basically under the guise of fairness, equality, tolerance, diversity, all these politically correct buzzwords that have been hijacked by definition to use as tools to divide us. How many times have you heard me say this will metastasize into society at every level? And basically, it's given the powers that be, the bought and paid for class, the self-importance class, the elite class, the establishment class, whatever you want to call them, is given them the opportunity to basically, we've enabled them with their addictions to power, money, and control. Let me just give you an example here. Now, this is 99% of the articles that I mentioned, folks, are published in the public domain. Now, I just got this given to me a day or so ago, and this could be old news. This could be possibly not true. I don't know. But this is worth saying and worth verifying. Apparently, President Trump has, if this is true, has squelched Barack Obama's vacation scheme. We all, and this needs to be looked into. I guarantee you, if this is true, it'll be on the Zero Hedges and the Citizen Free Presses. And Citizen Free Press is a great website. I know I've been touting them for the last couple of years on and off, but they're really informative. But basically, this story says that President Obama basically stuck to the taxpayers over $2 billion before he left office. He arranged, apparently, a deal with the State Department for a series of so-called, quote-unquote, official visits, which are basically vacations, going to different countries over the next 20 years. So this was already, this was funded for him, it was in the books, and he used these funds for not just vacations and visits, but sticking the bill to the taxpayers, and that includes 24 people of his family and staff and his dog sitter. So I want you guys to digest that.
We'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least 9 people are now dead after tornadoes hit the Nashville area early this morning. Nashville fire officials saying as many as 40 buildings have collapsed. Nashville Mayor John Cooper.
Last night was a reminder about how fragile life is, that any moment an event can show up and make us all too painfully aware of this.
Those tornadoes touched down just after midnight local time while most people were sleeping. Voters are casting their ballots in 14 Super Tuesday primary states. Bernie Sanders is leading in the biggest states. Pundits are interested to see how former VP Joe Biden does after three other moderate candidates suspended their campaigns after disappointing finishes in the South Carolina primary, the three endorsing Biden now. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Well, today,
take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us. So, Rich, you remember Jack Welch? He just passed away. He was the CEO at a time for about 20 years of General Electric. He was the chairman of General Electric. And upon his retirement, he negotiated a severance package, or a package that was incredible. It included the free use of General Electric's jets, corporate jets. And I think it went on for, 20 years that he had this negotiation deal, where he could ride around, for free in General Electric's corporate jets. Well, it sounds like if what you're saying is true, this alleged Barry Satoru, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama, and his entourage of 24 people, including the dog sitter, a $2 billion taxpayer-funded vacation scheme seems to me like it's a takeoff on what Jack Welch did with General Electric when he exited. Plus, plus, plus. Am I confused?
Well, this is part of the fascist system that President Trump inherited. Basically, we have big corporate oligarchies, big government protecting each other and making it, and basically holding the market, and they get all the bailouts at every angle for whatever reason of malinvestment that puts money in their own pocket, the risk that they took where the benefits go to them and the cons and penalties go to the people, which is the little people who are paying for it, whether it be with inflationary dollars or some other type of bailout or stock buyback or fractional reserve lending and all the things we've talked about many times. How come there's a record 219 CEOs that just left their posts in January, which is a 37% increase from December and 27% increase just from a previous high last October? Why are people bailing out? Is it because maybe they're affiliated with Jeffrey Epstein? Where are all these declassifications? There's supposed to be 10,000 arrests from the pedophile networks between Epstein's islands and ranches and Wiener's computer and all this stuff. Where are all these arrests? Is there a rule of law, or is every judge bought and paid for? You know, we all know that the DOJ, the FBI, the NSA helped Hillary Clinton, the DNC, collude with Russia. Like, for example, Uranium One. We know the DNC paid $12 million to former British intelligence officer Christopher Steele to gather information, but basically second and third party hand sources, which turned out to be Russian intelligence. And the FBI and CIA leaked information with Brennan to get FISA warrants in order to spy on Donald Trump and his cabinet and the American people, along with the NSA. So everything's fake, everything's a hoax, everything's fake, 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 fake. Now, I think people might be at the top levels, could be getting nervous, and this is, again, speculation. But let me mention a couple articles right here, because you mentioned Jumpin' Joe Biden, and I didn't have a chance to comment on that yet, but bear with me here. I'm going to get there. First article, legal alien acquitted for Kate Steinle's murder, unfit to stand trial for gun charges because of mental illness. Okay, just bear with me here. Next article, Ukraine investigates Joe Biden because it's the law. How many articles have we all read about money laundering between Biden, his son Hunter, and Obama being part of it and knowing about it? Now, here's another article. I'm going to tie these together. Biden lives to brain freeze another day. How many articles have we heard about Joe Biden thinking he was in a different state, mixing up facts, saying stupid things like calling his constituents and lion, dog face, pony soldiers, or whatever. I'm paraphrasing. I don't have the quote in front of me, but it looks to me that he's hedging his bets. He's creating alibis because he's not giving a total admission to guilt. But this tells me, just from the articles that I'm reading, is that Joe Biden is going to say that he's unfit to stand trial because of mental illness. And I think he's hedging his bet so he can go either way. So if he doesn't win the presidency or the nomination, this is going to be his plan B. And that's just, you know, it's speculation, but this is what it's looking like to me. Vince?
Where do these words come from? Where do these presidential hopefuls, who should be at the pinnacle of decorum, the pinnacle of language delivery, where do they come up with this profanity, these words that they use that let me think that they are nowhere near as smart as we think they should be, and nowhere near as polite as they should be for the office that they intend to seek or hold. Since when does a president use profanity in public? Since when does a presidential candidate use the F word? Why is that tolerated? Why is that acceptable?
Well, I'll give you one article right here. 38% of Americans refuse to drink Corona beer due to the coronavirus. This is not meant to be a joke. This is not meant to be condescending to the American people. But they've been so dumbed down in our public government schools that if President Trump, and I hate to say when people say, well, there's good teachers out there. Well, there's good everything out there. But what we need to do in our public government schools is we need, first of all, the parents need to get their kids out of school. Okay? Here's an article. Parents sue school district for allowing children to change gender. Okay? Female prisoner allegedly raped a transgender inmate, sues the prison. No, they're not suing the prison. They're suing the American people. They're suing the taxpayers. Get your kids out of the public government schools, and for those public government schools that's left, and I've been saying this for years, you want ideas and solutions, you want to do something about it, all these people do is talk. Everything from the left and 50% of the Republican Party, that's why it's not so much so clear a left-right paradigm. It's mostly the aristocracy managing and controlling the serfs. Their objective is to distract, dumb down, and divide the people by groups. What we need in education from kindergarten through the highest level in college is a minimum requirement, qualification. I don't give a damn what your skin pigmentation is, or what gender you are, or what you like to have sex with, even if it's a frickin' chicken. I don't give a damn. I don't care what your religion is. The number one qualifications for teaching young people should be 15 years minimum of successful experience in the private sector. Number one qualification. Get the frickin' teachers out of the public government schools because they're so, they basically buy into everything. They're bought and paid for. If I would have told you that 20 years ago, public schools would be teaching children about choosing your gender.
Be careful what you say. Be careful what you say.
I know. I'm just saying,
family broadcast.
Little boys how to do you know what. I mean, we've gotten to the point, if I would have told you 20 years ago that this would be happening, you wouldn't believe me. You'd call me a cynic. You'd call me a liar. You'd call me a conspiracy theorist. But that's what we have. We've lowered the bars of standards and expectations so low for education, for academia, and for getting a job. And they've used political correctness against the people. Now, forget about truth. We've gotten to the point that people are getting jobs now based on what gender they are, what skin pigmentation, what sexual orientation, what religion, qualifications, hard work, effort, proven results. It's no longer on the table in America. No wonder why these young people are taking drugs at the rate they're doing. No wonder why the obesity is going through the roof. No wonder why suicides are happening the way they are. Because they don't see a way to control their own destiny. We have so much corruption, so much manipulation, that nothing is real. Everything is fake. Everything that comes out of the powers that be mouth, whether it be the Democrat Party, whether it be Hollywood, whether it be the mainstream media, it doesn't matter. Everything now is lies, gaslighting, propaganda, hoaxes, and false flags. I'm saying everything. We've lost it. And until, just like Rob Reiner, he just said, accuses Trump of treason. Well, I just read the definition of treason. He's siding with Russia, he says. Well, where did the hundreds of millions of dollars go for the Mueller investigation? That was all about Russia. What happened? He was not found guilty. Everything is fake in this country. Everything. And until President Trump basically eliminates 95% of the government workers, especially the Obama holdovers. I mean, look at all this evidence against the DOJ, the FBI, and the NSA. Look at this. Nothing's being done. All these kids, these millions of kids, you know, I'm all for adult mutual consensual sex. We've had this conversation millions of times. But my God, declassify all the Epstein stuff. I mean, there's 10, that's probably why these CEOs and politicians and lawyers and judges and Hollywood people are up in arms. Because they don't want to be arrested for the crimes they've done against America's innocence. When none of us are angels, we're all sinners. We're all, every one of us. But my God, when you do this to the children of America and the world, what can you expect from these people? You know, it's all hypocrisy and double standards. Here, Bernie Sanders takes his entourage and takes three private Gulfstream jets instead of driving 2 hours. These are the biggest proponents of climate change and carbon footprints. It's all about feeding their addictions of power, money, and control. It's all fake. Every bit of it is fake. And this is why you have to do your own reading and research, folks. On a fun note, after that serious rant, here's a study that suggests moderate drinkers live longer than the ones who totally abstain. I thought I'd throw that in for a little tongue-in-cheek there, Vince.
I just didn't say anything for effect. But I got to tell you, well, let me ask you this. Is it a sin to be a homophobe? Am I going to go to hell because I'm a homophobe? Homosexuals carry diseases. I don't want them making
rules. Discussion before.
I don't want them making rules for me. I don't want homos making rules for me. They carry disease.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contact in the Desert. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, it may seem that I'm unyielding on this homosexual thing, and that's because I am unyielding. I really think that their deviant behavior, whether it be behind closed doors or in the park, is still deviant. And I don't want someone who has immoral behavior in the bedroom purporting to be moral the rest of the time. That's how I feel about it. I despise homos. I really do. They are me first. They are so engaged in their own pleasure that they will forsake everything else, including the rest of their family. I have in front of me a county tax document. They send this thing every year, and they list the cars we have, and they want us to keep paying for what they call personal property. And so they list, you know, the vehicles, and then here's what they want to know. They want to know, and this is a slight tangent from what we've been talking about, but this is how corrupt the country has become. They want to know, for each person who fills out, who lives in the county, they want to know how many horses you have, how many mules, donkeys, how many poultry, turkeys, calves between 6 and 12 months, yearlings between 1 and 2 years, grade cattle over 2 years, registered cattle over 2 years, hogs, sheep, exotic animals, goats, pigs. They want to know how many tractors you have, what model, what year, what horsepower. They want to know what balers you have, what model, what year. They want to know how many hay binds you have, model and year. They want to know any other equipment you have, make, model, and year. They want to know how many automobiles they want to make, the model, the series, whether it's, you know, the Silverado or the plain Jane work truck or two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. They want the VIN number. They want to know how many historical vehicles you have. They want to know how many pickup trucks and buses. And they want to know how many motorcycles and ATVs and make, model, and year for all the stuff. They want to know how many recreational vehicles. They want to know how many camping trailers, make, model, and year. They want to know a miscellaneous trailer home, stock trailers, flatbed trailers, etc., make, model, year, number of axles. Then they also want to know boats, personal watercraft, motors, trailers, and they want to know the make, model, year, the length. They want to know the horsepower of your boats. They want to know if you have an airplane. They want to know if you have a sawmill, a bulldozer, backhoe. They want to know if you have a manufactured home. They want to know what computers you have, furniture, fixtures, equipment, machinery, tools. What does that mean, tools? Is that screwdrivers? Is that hammers? Is that shovels? They want to know your pollution control, retooling equipment, classification. Then they want to know the real property, and then they expect you to sign this. And here's what they expect you to sign. I, quote, I do solemnly swear, affirm that the foregoing list contains a true and correct statement of all tangible personal property made taxable by the laws of the state of Missouri, which I owned or which I had under my charge or management on the first day of January. I further solemnly swear or affirm that I have not taken or sent or taken or caused to be taken any property out of the state to avoid taxation. So help me God. And then it's placed to date it and sign it. So what do I do? There's no way. There's no way I can swear that whatever I put down on this piece of paper is true. There's no way. I don't know how many cows I have. I honestly don't. And I don't know what tools means. So I cross that out. I put lines through it, and I put initials, my initials on it, meaning I'm not agreeing to that. And then where it says, you know, how many animals I have, I say this is an estimate. The actual is unknown. It is unknown. So have they taken me to task? No. And if they do, I will report it live right here on the air. I'll name the names. I'll even take pictures of their house and put it on the internet. I'll show you all of it. Who do these people think they are? There's no one. There is absolutely no one who can fill this form out accurately. No one. And yet these government parasites demand that you sign this agreement with them, that you agree that this is true. So help you God. You have to be a fool to sign that without crossing out the part where you say that this is true. You have to be an idiot. Jeez. Okay, so I took your rant and raised you one.
Yeah, well, you know what? How about covering up all the treasonous bribes and crimes and money laundering from the powers that be, from the Clinton Foundation? How about... you know, McCabe and Brennan and Clapper and Comey and all these lies that they apparently did, okay? How come just Roger Stone and General Flynn goes to prison for lesser lies when they're asking you to tell the truth about your personal situation? As we come back, I would like to go through some news in the flash, if you don't mind, that I think is very relevant to today's times.
That sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Class, it is absolutely clear we're going down. It's clear that the government has no idea what to do about the coronavirus. It's clear that the GDP is going to get us killed. Get what you need. Figure out. Meet with your family. Find out where the weak spots are in your inventory and take care of it right now. Right now. The corona panic has already started.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.